it is no doubt that even when we are believers of Christ, we will still experience the heavy feelings of dread, disappointment, despair, indifference, and loss. We may try our best to struggle through the dark days, yet we could find our own strength and faith weakening instead. Do you fall into this state sometimes? How do we come out of this then? This relates a lot to the story of David. In Psalm 51 verse 9 to 10, he said, "Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak." Just like us, David goes through distress, sorrow, grief and anguish on his own terms, probably on a larger scale than ours. However, he is a man that pursues the Lord's heart. So even as he sinks into heavy emotions, he also sees a big part of the reason being that he has been apart from God in his living. But how is it that even though David has been through some really rough patches, yet he did not get overwhelmed in despair and could still deepen the roots of his faith? The key comes from the fact that he always remembered the Lord. In Psalm 42 verse 6, he said, "My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar." So brothers and sisters, if we are weighed down by heavy hearts at this moment, let us learn from David's word to remember the Lord. In Deuteronomy 8 verse 2 it says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years. And in verse 4 to 5 it goes on to say, "Our clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you." Now when troubled times come and our vision of God and faith becomes a blurry image, when we cannot comprehend the circumstance we are in or our recurring bad emotions, we have to recall God's faithfulness. And God's faithfulness is not just to caress or dress our wounds first, but to bring His children into acknowledging their sins, repent, and then being comforted in His grace and mercy. Many times we are not so conscious, so we fall into self-pity or pain because we feel as though we have failed ourselves or others. It causes us to forget how God has been leading us and is still guiding us through a sanctification process so that we can see our hearts and our own power for what it is and let it all down to turn to God from contentment and hope instead. That is the only way we can get rid of the accusations of the evil one and the vicious cycle of lamentations. Next, we have to remember God's love and purpose. Psalm 8 verse 2-3 continues on talking about remembering God leading the people in the wilderness for 40 years to humble and test them in order to know what was in their heart, whether or not they would keep to His commands. In the verses, it says, "He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Then in Psalm 8 verse 18, it says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors, as it is today." To be honest, more often than not, it is hard for us to fathom God's work in our lives. But we have to, however, remember and think about how God's mercy and sacrifice for us demonstrates His love. And God's purpose in all things is to deepen certain truths and promises of His in our hearts. In the example of the verses today, the Lord allowed His people to be in hunger so that they can see for themselves that they cannot rely on other gods, they cannot rely on themselves, but only on God, because only He can satisfy our true needs. So even if our heavy hearts might make us feel that God is far away, but if we continue to trust and lean in on every word of our living God, you will grow deep roots in God reliance, humility, love, and submission. Actually, the end goal is ultimately for us to draw closer to God and enjoy His provision. This is God's love and purpose. Then in Psalm 8 verse 7 and 10 it says, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs, gushing out into the valleys and hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you." Brothers and sisters, this is a covenant made by God for His people. Even though we may have struggles and challenges now, but it would not run on forever, because the Lord has prepared a good land, and that is the heavenly kingdom. So we have to remember the end destination of eternal hope. As we go through life now, we will still wish for this and that things can improve, our family relationships can do better, we want certain changes or better future and such. It is human nature to want something more, hope for something more. But that is not the definition of true hope that God had in mind for us. The hope that God provides is bigger than our idea, greater than what this fallen world can provide. It is far more precious. Thus, our definition of hope has to come from God's promises and rest on His grace. Though our eyes cannot foresee how our future would be, but when we trust in the covenant God has set for us, our hearts will in turn be filled with anticipating joy and perseverance as we go through the waiting and process of sanctification. So what we can do now is to lean in on God's daily grace, because the Lord said in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." As we are laden with our heavy hearts, let us fix our eyes on the Lord, remembering His faithfulness, love, and purpose, so that we will restore a hope rested only upon Him. When we continue doing so, you will be able to meet God's tender, healing, and wise guidance to lay down our burdens one by one, and then strengthening our spirit. God bless.